Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, man.
Matt Cotrero drops by, the manager of the Royals, each and every week, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team. Casey, based and female-owned, Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com.
You got your earplugs ready for today, Skip? We got school day at the K. Going to be a lot of screaming out there today. A lot
children.
Of screeching.
I heard that. Yeah, it's exciting. They're always good energy when the kids are there.
Yeah, it can bring a little bit of energy, I think, to everybody. And last night, I mean, you know, obviously the situation happens. Do we expect more out of closers in Major League Baseball than maybe anything other than like a place kicker in the NFL? Like, I feel like if a closer blows a game and you lose in the ninth inning and you give up the lead like happened last night, immediately every attention focuses on the closer. There's nobody under more pressure in sports maybe than a kicker than a closer is right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the end of the game, right? So it's the recency bias, the sting that really hurts at the end of the game if you lose it like that when you have a lead. But there's plenty of opportunities throughout a game to impact it. And, you know, closers get a lot of attention for positives and negatives. But, you know, we had a lot of opportunities earlier in that game to extend the lead. And that's our job, is to be ahead when things happen like that. And we weren't able to do it last night.
Situation that you say anything to a James MacArthur, or do you just put him out there the next time? And how do you address those things when a guy has a tough night like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can say that's going to make him feel better. He's more aware of it than any one of us or any of the fans. That, you know, he's the one living it. And the best thing you can do is get guys back out there as soon as they're ready. You know, I mean, there's not too many guys that have never had a save opportunity that hasn't gone their way. And, you know, there's no meeting to have, or, you know, other than the normal stuff they do after a game, as far as the next day, you know, did I execute my pitches? Did I go with the right pitch selection? Those kinds of things. But those are normal, whether you have positive outings or negative outings.
How do you, you know, as Josh kind of mentioned, approach it? Because with Will Smith, it seemed like it was fast, and then MacArthur was in right away. Like, do you let it play out a little bit longer, since he's a little bit younger than Will Smith, and he's still kind of trying to, you know, find his way, so to speak, in Major League Baseball in that role as the closer?
Yeah, I mean, that role is very tough. And, you know, James has gotten the opportunities to close as of late, but we feel so good about him when he comes in the game because of his strike throwing, because of the movement on his pitches. He's going to get opportunities. They're not all going to be in the ninth. We're going to match up at certain points in the lineup where, you know, Will gets a chance to close, or Schreiber or Stratton, you know, and a lot of it depends on off days and rest. And, you know, you can't use the guys every time they're, you know, there's a save opportunity, because they're not always available. So, you know, we have to have a little bit of a committee mindset, but also, you know, we're not going to back away from anybody either just because they had a rough one.
How do you as a manager, and I suppose it's probably back to your playing days as well, How do you develop that mentality of like next one? Like, it seems like fans wear stuff a lot longer than players and managers do. And I think there's a certain skill set involved with going, all right, we got the next one. Can't lament what went down. We got the next one. Let's go. How do you kind of foster and develop that?
Well, my question back to you would be, what's the alternative? Like, do you just not show up the next day, or that's life, right? I mean, you get knocked down, you get back up, you have a bad day, you have a good day, whatever. I mean, to me, it's as much turning the page from wins and as it is from losses, because as we know, you know, the day before we took one late from the Brewers on their bullpen, and that didn't affect how they played the next day. You know, I mean, and that's what's important in this game, is that you're consistent, and whether that's a skill, whether that's something you learn from just doing it year after year. You know, I don't have a great answer for that, other than I always look at it as, what's the alternative? Are we going to not show up? Are we going to put our tail between our legs? Are we going to feel sorry for ourselves? Because when you start doing that, that's when you start getting your butt kicked every night.
I know we talk about Bobby Witt a lot, and you know, I kind of feel like Chris Farley. Remember that play by Bobby Witt? That was awesome, right? like last night, I'm watching the game, Skip, and it's like every time there's a run score, there's Bobby sliding across home plate. There's Bobby sliding across home plate. Is it just me, or does he literally score like every run for you guys? Every time something's going on, he's in the middle of it.
Well, that's what elite players do, right? He's had a great start to the year. His speed is a huge factor. So he's going to get opportunities to score more runs because he puts himself in those positions. You know, someone has to drive him in. And last night, Vinny had a good night at the plate right behind him, and Bobby happened to be on those couple times. So I see what you're saying, and it's exciting because when that's happening, a lot of good things are happening for us.
Bob, I had a different experience the other night. I tuned in a tad bit late.
Right.
Bobby Witt comes. I didn't know what Bobby Witt comes to plate, and he's dirty from head to toe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I missed something.
Yeah.
he did something. He's super dirty already.
He's filthy.
And it was like you know, like the second inning or third inning or something. I'm like, I totally missed something, and I did feel bad.
Yeah.
I was like, well, clearly he was in the middle of something again.
Well, he's a must-watch player, Skip. Yeah. I know we've talked about that before, but like when he comes up, you stop what you're doing, and you better pay attention to what Bobby Witt's doing. Otherwise, there's a good chance you missed something spectacular.
Yeah, well, I'm always watching, so you don't have to worry about that.
Good.
I'm not going to miss it. But no, we do. I mean, we're very fortunate to have a player like him on our team. And I think he elevates the game of everybody around him as well.
I think what's cool about the last two nights for me anyway, and maybe this is a little geeky, but like the last two nights, Bobby got on, Vinny drove him in. Bobby got on, Vinny drove him in. I'm like, that's a nice little duo we got working. And that's like great for the future. Bobby gets on and Vinny drives him in. If we can continue to do that, hey, we got something good going there. I think it's important when those young players that are kind of your core really step up and get the job done for you like they've been over the last couple of nights.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you look at our lineup on any given day. I mean, you have Michael, Bobby, Vinny, top three. Usually Salvi's hitting fourth. And then you go to MJ, Massey, Velasquez. You know, these guys are still very young major league players, and that's exciting because you can see the growth. You can see where we could be headed. You could see the upside for these guys. And, you know, to get the opportunities last year was a little different, you know, with the number of losses we took. But you know, when these guys are contributing to wins at the major league level with their relative inexperience, that's really exciting about where the future of the team can go.
Matt Cotturo joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Skipper of the Royals giving us the early preview of today's lineup for the 1:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern will get you started today at noon. Similar to that, I thought last night, you know, you get those big innings, those are great, but when it gets contagious and it gets rolling, I just love when that happens in baseball, whether it's pitching or hitting, when it seems like, all right, somebody's going, all right, I'm next. Easier said than done, but boy, when it looks glorious.
Well, yeah, when you can string stuff together like that and the crowd gets into it and the guys feed off of each other, that's an impressive inning that we put together. And especially, you know, when you put it on the heels of not having done much against Colin Ray at the beginning of the game, you know, you really shift the momentum. But in order for those things to be relevant in the game, you know, you have to have good pitching. And Lugo, you know, kept us in the game early, gave up a couple homers, but pitched great after that. And, you know, that's what keeps you in games. So that those three, four runs mean something, that you're not down six or seven and you're just trying to claw your way back. So there's a lot of positives on both sides of the ball last night.
And I think what was cool for me, more importantly than really anything that happened over the last week since we last talked to you, you got the opportunity on Friday night to finally experience what baseball can really be like in Kansas City. That was an electric atmosphere on Friday night. Everything about Friday night is what makes Kansas City baseball so special. I know like 26, 27,000 fans out there, close to a, you know, to a full arena for the game on Friday night. You got to experience that electricity. What was that like for you to finally get to experience, wow, we're only a month in, we're winning some games, and everybody's buying into us? That had to be fun for you.
Yeah, well, and whether it's 26,000 or there's 15,000 there, the people are passionate about it. And when we play well, they're into the games. And that's how it should be, you know? I mean, they spend their money to come out and watch us play. And to put a good product out there and play good baseball, it's fun. It's fun for the fans. It's fun for us too. So it works both ways, and we certainly appreciate that.
What are you going to do to keep the folks in the Crown Club quiet and not asking them to have the opponents hit a home run? Because after the game last night, Willie Adames said, "Yeah, this guy in the front row challenged me to hit a home run, and so I did."
Very nice. Royals fans were engaging, and maybe too nice.
I did not hear that. Willie's a fan favorite wherever he goes. Right? I mean, and They're, you know, the Brewers are a Midwest team. They have a pretty decent support system here at the games. And, you know, sometimes that makes it even more fun when you're going, when the fan bases are going back and forth. But ours is definitely stronger.
Yeah, they were chatting him up nicely. He said it was a friendly conversation. And they said, "Hey, go hit a 3-run home run." And he's like, they said, "We want Willie, Willie." And he's like, "I'm not sure you want Willie." And they were laughing and going back and forth. And they said, "Go hit a 3-run home run." And he's like, "I will." And then he did.
And then
side baseballs for it. I'm like, Royals fans, stop being so nice. Like, stop being so nice. You just walked him into a home run. Speaking of the Brewers, I love the logo. Like that just feels, you know, that's our childhood a little bit, Skip, as well too. Like that Brewers logo is one of the classic ones. What logo or uniform or whatever just kind of always kind of you think baseball?
Wow, good question. Yeah, I the Orioles bird is always good. I mean, the Dodgers, the some of the ones, the Cardinals bird, like those things are kind of like the iconic ones. But the more I'm here, the more I really like to just see the KC. I mean, that's what really fires me up. You see the classic white uniforms, and it's a very classic look, and it means a lot in the game of baseball.
Until Bobby Witt slides, and then his classic
then his
white
is
uniform
brown.
Is all dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not because Fanatics got the wrong colors of the uniform.
That's because
he slid.
He slid in the dirt. Yeah.
All right, little baseball card game for you, Skip. We've got a 1992 Topps card featuring a gentleman by the name of Kevin Seitzer.
Oh, 92. Is it the Royals?
It is the Royals, and the picture of him is in the old powder blues.
Very nice.
A very nice uniform. So you're one for one. All right, here we go.
All right, that's it.
You out again?
You're out one for one again?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Go win one today, Skip. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Take care.
I love it. He gets that first hit. He's like, "I'm not coming back for another knock." Like, if I hit the first one out of the park, I'm circling the bases.
They tell you to leave on a high note, he did last week. He stands in this thing.
I didn't know if that was going to be like a trick, you know.
No, it's not for me. He's a Kevin Seitzer right
there. Know, but like if he was not Royals then or something. You know?
Yeah, no, I don't know. It wasn't an A's Kevin Seitzer or anything like that.
I was trying to be, I'm like, no, he was here again.
So
Matty Q goes one for one. Another week. Batting 1,000, 110.
I'm
going
to try to have
pitch.
To try to figure out a way to get this guy out.
Yeah, it's true.
I got to adjust.
Yeah, you got to adjust. You can't be hanging curveballs. A 110 first pitch on 610 Sports Radio. Vern gets started today at noon for the daytime finale, Royals and the Brewers.
Is Bob Uecker here, or does he not travel?
I don't know.
He's like 90
something. I don't know what his schedule is now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.